Time now for the ridiculous. And tonight, a town in southern Georgia is taking a stand against one of the gravest dangers facing our nation in modern times. I'm speaking, of course, about that thing where people wear pants that are way too big for them. The scourge of saggy pants is finally being addressed by the town of Moultrie, Georgia, which has just passed an ordinance banning saggy pants. Under the ordinance, pants can't be more than 3 inches lower than your waist, and your underpants cannot be exposed. And at least one local resident seems pretty happy about the rule.
When I go out to eat somewhere, I don't want to see nobody on the show. It just ain't nothing pretty about that.
Nothing pretty about it. The city manager says the saggy pants ban is a matter of simple decency, which I suppose is something that we can all get behind. But now the good citizens of Moultrie, Georgia, who are caught with saggy pants, could face fines up to $200 for repeat offenders, and for first-time offenders, $25.
It should make a lot of people open up their eyes to see that you don't have $25 to waste on just behind pulling up your pants.
Well, this Georgia town is not the only place, by the way, taking a stance on visible underpants. From the Jersey Shore to Louisiana, it seems there is a veritable crackdown on saggy pants. It's an issue that has been hanging around for a while. In Jacksonville, Florida, a few years back, a pastor took a creative approach. She started collecting belts to give to kids for free.
It's very disrespectful for young men to be going around in the community with their pants hanging down and their underwear showing. Pull up your pants. Need some help? Here's a belt.
Now, I don't know. I can't tell these kids to pull up their pants without feeling like I'm 100 years old. Back in my day, we wore suspenders and belts and jaunty bow ties for high school. I'd tie an onion on my belt, too, for lunch. Our trousers went all the way up to our armpits. We were happy, gosh darn it. Back in my day. I don't know who I'm imitating. I kind of feel like this is a fashion thing, and like all fashion things, it'll run its course. Although, if you remember the movie Clueless, Cher was waxing poetic about saggy pants as far back as the mid-90s.
I don't get how guys dress today. I mean, come on, it looks like they just fell out of bed and put on some baggy pants and take their greasy hair, and cover it up with a backwards cap. And like, we're expected to swoon? I don't think so.
That's a good movie. That was back in 1995, so maybe saggy pants are here to stay, and with more and more towns banning them, it may be a matter of pull up or pay up, and you can make your check payable to the ridiculous.